This episode of Splitting Hairs is powered by MinervaBeauty.com. Open or renovate your salon or barbershop with Minerva Beauty, the trusted equipment provider for over 175,000 beauty businesses worldwide. Explore their website for a wide range of stylish and affordable designs, colors, and price points that suit every need. Visit their showroom in Monroe, Georgia, boasting the world's largest in-stock salon equipment inventory. Shop now at MinervaBeauty.com. And I want to give a shout out to the Minerva Beauty Salon of the Week. It is at This Is Your Sanctuary on Instagram. Love what you guys are doing over there. If you guys want to be the Minerva Beauty Salon of the Week, hashtag Minerva Beauty on Instagram, and also splitting hairs with your Minerva Beauty furniture for your chance to showcase on our show.
My hairballs.
Splitting Hairs free salon education podcast starts now. Featuring Matt Beck, Christina Cavalcanti, Brian Hare, and Carly Wareheim. Today's episode is powered by MinervaBeauty.com.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 2, Splitting Hairs, the freesaloneducation.com podcast, powered by MinervaBeauty.com. Thank you, everyone that is listening to the show. We actually had a good amount of listens and watches.
I love that. So, I wonder how many of them weren't mine.
Yeah. Good point. So I was actually really surprised, and it was nice to see some people in the comments saying, you know, it's nice to have you guys back doing the show again, missed the Wednesday nights and all of that. So again, we're live here every Friday taping the show. So if you guys want to join us live and be a part of the free wheel and all of that, you can do that. If you can't join us live on a Friday, which we understand, you can also comment in the YouTube video or in any platform you're watching this show on. Just comment that you want to spin the wheel, and maybe we'll pick you as well for it, just so that everybody has a chance and you don't have to be on here live with us all the time. So just a hair in my mouth. Recap.
You're welcome.
Recap from last week. We talked about the Dyson Supersonic R. What does that even mean? It's because Brian's hair is shedding because he hasn't washed it since for like 3 weeks, is apparently.
I mean, it's almost 2 months.
All right. So the Dyson Supersonic R, right?
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that last week. The thing with it was the price tag was the big thing, right? Mm-hmm. The big kind of standoff part of it, but everything else looked kind of cool.
Did you sign up on the list?
No, is there a list?
Because I don't even remember how I found it, but I signed up because it's not really like on their website, but I signed up to be told when it's for sale so that I can go ahead and buy it.
Okay. I just figured they'd post about it it was.
But it's professional only, so.
Right.
That's not for everyone.
I'm still questionable about it a little bit because it is expensive. I mean, I'll probably get it to do a review of it or something. Hopefully they'll send one. But the problem with it is obviously the price tag. So I put on Instagram Threads a poll and just asked if, as a salon professional, are you going to buy it?
Yeah.
And 82% of people said no.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Which I thought was kind of high, but I'm also not surprised.
Well, I wonder, like, of that, who just doesn't get into Dyson at all? Like, are these people that enjoy Dyson products but don't want to spend that? Or is it people like Carly that are just anti-Dyson?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we'll have to see. But I'm
interested
to see.
Start a Kickstarter. Let's do that.
So last week, we kind of left the show. If you're already this attached to the show.
Yeah.
We left a major.
We already have quite a few in the chat.
Okay.
Jersey, Wisconsin, Philly.
Love that.
India. Yeah. All right. Philippines.
Okay.
Yep. So
we're going global.
And Susan says, dude, you're killing me with this when you're doing clients. Like that we're having the show while we're doing clients.
Oh, I know. It's the worst.
Spin that wheel just like old times.
Just put the video on for you and your clients. Then like we'll entertain them for you. You don't even have to talk.
It's killing us just trying to do it before we do clients, you know?
And Carly Fernando says, had a pro Dyson blow dryer, not a fan.
Yeah. Oh.
You've got a fan.
I'm not. And yeah, exactly. I got to think of what I'm calling
he's
mine.
He's actually here. He's in the chat from Philly too. So.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, all right.
It's in the water, I guess.
Yeah.
So if you're so
or the water, what,
you know. It's in the water.
It's in the water. If you're so into the show and you've been waiting,
salivating,
on bated breath,
yeah,
since last week,
cliffhanger.
We have Brian's wine story, but before that, we have a
why it was inspired.
Yeah, it was inspired by this this story. So we'll roll the video, and you guys can see what we're going to talk about, and we can read.
Yeah, for the audio medium, I don't. If you didn't see this, it is somebody on an airplane who is clearly not respecting the person behind them. They have thrown their very fake hair over the back of the seat and is keeping it there. And the person who's having to look at this hair in her face is exacting revenge by putting gum in the ends of the hair. They are continuously trying to move it, and you'll see the woman just keeps flopping it back in her face, just very disrespectfully. So she gets nail clippers and is nipping the ends of it off. At one point, she takes a lollipop and puts it in her hair. It's a lot of revenge.
Okay.
But I get it. I'd be very annoyed. And I'm less upset by it because this is clearly like wefts of fake hair that will come out.
Yeah.
But
I think the whole video is fake.
I think the whole video is fake too.
Yeah.
I actually watched it the second time. So Brian sent it to me and I watched it and I had that reaction of like, wow, I can't believe this is happening. And then I watched it again and I'm like, these two are friends.
Absolutely.
That's
they're dressed
fake.
Exactly the same.
And she keeps whipping it.
Yeah.
Like it's so extreme.
Yep.
Like, what do you think it's fake, Brian, or do you know?
I, whether
you know her.
It's fake or, yeah, that's actually me in the front there. You got me. That's why I don't wash my hair. There's a lollipop back there. No, I,
yes.
Whether this is real or not, this kind of thing does happen.
It does, yeah.
So more than just what this video inspires, just that level of revenge just mm-hmm. makes me happy to watch. Because
yeah.
I like seeing people who are disrespectful get their comeuppance.
And it took
in the real world.
It took three people to really make this video, right? The girl flipping her hair back, yeah. the other girl, and then the girl behind her in a row. So yeah. like these are like.
But look at how much money they had to spend to make it. Plane
True.
Tickets are not cheap. Like this, they deserve the views on this one.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's like a $10,000 video.
Yeah,
between the hair and the plane seats.
Yeah, it's funny. All right, so
so that inspired Matt,
and it just keeps going. But
yeah.
that's why we brought up Brian's plane story, which is kind of crazy to just to set it up real quick, and then he can obviously tell the story. But we were sitting. Was it me, you, and Hayden sitting in one?
Yeah,
row
we
next?
Had we went to a hair convention,
yeah.
or was it Vegas?
It was Vegas.
Okay,
but it was a
Vegas
hair thing in Vegas.
Show. Okay, yeah. And we had brought our son along with us.
Yeah,
and we brought the staff. So Brian mm-hmm. was, yep, we were in a row, me, you, and Hayden. And Brian was across the other row with, in the middle.
No. I was up against the window. Yeah, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I was against the window.
I thought you had
and
to
there were
go
two, no, because it was a couple that were to
okay,
my right.
Okay, you had the window seat and then, okay. And then there was a couple, the middle and the aisle seat.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
And then go ahead,
they,
Brian.
Look like they clearly had just gone to Vegas to like get married by an Elvis impersonator real quick.
So they did not.
They were in all white.
She was.
She looked nice.
And so, you know, you're leaving Vegas. You're exhausted. So the plane takes off. I'm comfy in my little seat. I got my little airplane red wine because I like the taste of vinegar. And I'm sitting there with my little Nintendo DS and I start to doze off because I'm relaxed. And then I jerk awake, clobber the cup of red wine all over.
My
like,
God.
It basically exploded somehow. I've defied physics. All over this woman next to me in all white. And, like, so it's just, it's mayhem for a moment. So, like, you would have thought I'd thrown acid on her. They jump up, freaking out. They run to the bathroom. I'm looking at Matt and Christina like, what do I do? I am horrified.
Matt
is about
Hayden
to piss his pants from laughing.
Are looking over at him like,
and
what?
I'm like, Christina, help me. What do I do?
And
there's
I'm,
wine everywhere. And thank God, like, Christina's the best traveler because she's got, like, the Mary Poppins bag of whatever you may need. So she's just got this endless supply of wet wipes.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to clean this woman's entire
Try
space.
Try to wipe her lap. Before she got up, you didn't know what to do.
Oh, my. It was
and
awful.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there thinking, I have my Mary Poppins bag for my 5-year-old son.
And thank God for me.
Is a great traveler.
Oh my God.
And so, Brian's over there, like, my child should be sitting next to me.
And, like, the worst part of it all for me, like I felt so bad.
You did.
And
your like, face.
You could see
your
it.
Face.
I put myself in timeout. Like I didn't even ask for the stylus back to my Nintendo DS because I was like, I don't deserve to play video games right now. I'm punishing myself. And I just kept apologizing to the woman, and she never said, it's okay. That was the worst. I must have said, I'm sorry, 1,000 times, and she just goes, okay.
And she
never said, it's okay. Never forgave me. I still carry that.
How long was left on the ride?
This is like a half hour into a 6-hour flight.
Oh my gosh, Ryan.
He couldn't play his game. He couldn't enjoy anything.
You had to sit there in
your room. So I was self-administered timeout. And the flight attendant comes back, and obviously he's coddling this woman because she's milking it.
Yeah.
And he's like, can I get you anything? And then he looks to me, can I get you anything? Maybe white wine this time. And I'm like, all right. You know what I don't need? You know what I don't need right now? I get it. I feel bad enough. And I hope she never wore white on a plane again. Mm. Let that be a lesson. Don't wear white on a plane.
I agree.
Because when I use those wet wipes on that seat, the color that wet wipe came up, the red wine was the least of her problems. That was...
Ew.
Yeah, so that's what happens when you fly with me.
So, yeah. And just to be clear, I wasn't laughing, I don't think.
Yes. You and Christina were...
I wasn't laughing.
I was like, I felt awful
Bad. I felt bad for the woman, and then I felt bad for you. It was written all over your face. Like, you were... You felt really bad.
Even if I wanted to laugh, out of respect for what was happening.
Okay. I love how you guys remember this. Everyone was laughing at
me. And she did. She did not take it well and ruined everyone's mood in that row because we all wanted to just kind of laugh and move on like shit happens, you know?
Yeah. Oh, well.
What are you going to do?
Live and learn. Wear black.
I should have been filming it.
Oh, we could be viral right
back
now.
Back in the day. Yeah, it would have been. Yeah. All right. So we got a couple things to talk about today. I do think, I don't know if I want to skip this heartbreak can lead to hair loss thing.
Then let's not.
Well, no, I wonder if I want to.
Oh.
I think I want to.
Okay.
If we get to it, we'll get to it.
Yeah,
but
I think it's pretty self-explanatory about stress, though.
Yeah, they talk about stress and... Yeah.
It's really the ultimate...
Stress and hormones lead to hair loss.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's done. Yeah, but...
Ding!
Get a therapist.
And then it's like, it can take 8 months for it to come back. And
it's
like,
more about probably self-care than anything and what you're ingesting, not really just rubbing vitamin E oil on your scalp. Yeah. Like, you know, so...
Right.
Get a therapist.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story. It'll help you cope with things.
It does actually say, they do talk about that. They say that, you know, and within like 8 months or so, like of like really getting mentally like, you know, back to your normal self. Like
it's like we tell people all the time, like hair, skin and nails are just a outward reflection of what's going on inside the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is 100% true because I was drinking like lots of martinis and like, and I still have martinis.
I was going to say, you mean like this morning? That's so past tense.
But I would also wash them down with gummy bears too, which is another thing that I would also do. And I have this eye thing, and I think it's all from that.
What?
No, I'm being serious though. You believe it too.
Who saw this going that way?
Oh, I totally do, but you're like,
I just didn't see it going there.
I have this eye thing.
Well, no, it's like,
need to know about your eye thing.
People, I don't care.
What's your eye thing? Does it come out?
It just sounds gross.
No, it's like, I don't know, like eczema or something.
No, it might be psoriasis.
Or psoriasis.
You literally drank yourself to psoriasis.
Yeah, I did that.
No, honestly, in all seriousness, like you do have like an eczema or like an inflammation.
Yeah,
or
it's like
skin.
On my eyelid.
But I can tell you, I think you'd look hot in an eye patch. So you know what? Just keep
living. Well, I'm on my way.
Keep living hard.
I mean, I
have
always
one
been
if you need it.
Can you borrow someone's eye patch?
I don't want it back.
I think it depends on what's behind it.
Not when you have an eye thing.
Yeah. Don't give that back.
Oh, man. All right.
So we're going to auction off Matt's eye patch.
So
it's going to be on the wheel next week.
I just think it's stress.
It's heartbreak.
It's heartbreak.
Back to the article, though. What I do find interesting is, you know, when you're stressed, you have like higher levels of cortisol. Mm-hmm. So what's interesting is that I think cortisol can like hinder the stages of hair growth in one of the stages. But also women with higher cortisol have excessive hair growth.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting that it could have,
that is a, yeah.
have well, to do with both.
I wish I was smarter to go on with that point.
Well, that's maybe it has to do with estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. But
I can let you guys know in the future because I actually, that is something I'll be going like to the doctor to talk about, like my cortisol levels, because I swear that I have like issues with that. So.
Oh my God, is this going to be like, we're going to share all our medical stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, apparently.
All right, so.
Well, no, but if they have to do no, with but hair. If it has to,
yeah, like my, because I mean, my hair, I feel like how you're saying, Christina, like my hair has grown a lot. I feel like in the past year, I would say, a lot more than I feel like it usually does.
Hmm.
So. We'll see.
Lucky.
Yeah,
I'm
just
yeah brag.
You know.
It's because you're young.
Except for my bangs.
Because you're young. Young. Yeah, the bangs.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, but just like to put the final, like I noticed what they were talking about in this article that we're not talking about was you were talking about telogen effluvium. We talk about that a lot since COVID because that is also something that happens when you're sick, mm-hmm. like if you have an excessive fever, blah, blah, blah. And like, it's always been the case,
well,
but it became more of a conversation after like COVID. Cause it was something that everyone in the world went through because a lot of people experience hair loss after any prolonged high fever sickness,
which okay. also people were upping their vitamin D, which also has a direct effect of your hair too, growth.
Mm.
So it's all, it's interesting when you start like this article, yeah. this could go on to be a whole,
okay.
it's not just really heartbreak
weight
leads
loss,
to hair loss. Yeah. It's like, the stress right. and your hormones yeah. and it's a whole segment.
Yeah, for
we
sure.
We should talk about this article sometime.
Yeah. Yeah,
just not today.
Let's move on to more important things like you know,
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, yeah, of course. It's funny because that was so interesting, what you just said, which was great. And
he's
in
like,
my
wow,
head,
the people around me
are so smart. Are so smart. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, what's going to get people to watch this? And I'm like, we got to get to the Patrick Mahomes thing. But
that's our fan base.
That was way better. That was way better. And I think people are going to like that more. Mm. But let's talk about Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. You guys, we'll put it back.
Wait,
we'll
before
put
we
a,
do...
We'll put a poll up to wait, see who had... What was your favorite
move,
segment?
Move on. Roller Girl from Las Vegas said, Matt, allergic to sulfates, regarding the eye thing. So, maybe.
That's a good question. So, I've been working hand-in-hand with Formulate. I talked to him because he was saying, you know, and we're, like, making adjustments in my formulation or whatever. And then... So, I'm not sure yet. We also thought maybe it was a reaction to actual tea tree oil.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I love tea tree oil.
Well, no, but tea tree. So this is the thing. Formulate uses 100% real stuff, right?
Milk the
most,
tree.
Yeah. Most companies don't use 100% natural. Like it's just some kind of like they just throw it in there, right? Almost every company is like that because it's expensive, right? But some people can have a sensitivity to actual tea tree oil. So that could be possibly because I was using a tea tree oil-based shampoo.
We're just going to point fingers at everything that isn't martinis and gummy bears. You're allergic
That's
to
what
everything
I'm saying.
But martinis and gummy bears.
He's like, have you changed anything? And I'm like, no, but I'm pretty consistent with this one thing. Anyways, so
I put a different juice in my martini this
that
time.
To me is like what I love, like working with like Formulate is like I can literally talk to a chemist and be like, is it this? And we can take sulfates out, we can take this out, and we can just keep working to figure out what it is, you know.
That
what
is
I mean?
Cool.
But so far, you know, the gummy bears are gone, but the martinis are still there, so I don't know.
Maybe bring them back.
All right, so Patrick Mahomes has a kind of signature haircut, which apparently he did say he let it grow out and the people of Texas Tech loved it. That's where he played college. He also had a buzz cut in high school, which we have a picture of. He had that through high school.
Okay, Kermit.
And then I have a sensitivity to that. I'm just kidding.
No, you
triggered.
And So in high school, he had that buzz cut. And then he went to college, and him and his buddy had, like, a bet to, like, see who could grow their hair out, of course, you know, the longest. And he said he won. And it's kind of – it became his signature look.
Oh,
and
he
now,
won.
Yeah. and now into the NFL. He's been wearing this Mohawk haircut and the headband, but he went on the Pat McAfee show and said he's going to be changing his hairstyle.
Okay, so let's not talk about the athleticism. Let's talk about that big brain underneath that hair that you still have. Happy you didn't cut it. Hey, good news. Yeah,
good move.
Hey, it's gone this offseason. I promise y'all. I almost did it today and just came on today with it. I got to do something.
I would have been devastated.
It's kind of fun that do you guys feel like, and I know the whole Taylor Swift thing and all that, whatever, into football, but back in the day, I felt like everything was very segmented and like fans of different things were all like put into categories very strongly. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And now I feel like we're talking about football players' hairstyles and we're talking, you know, like music, like everything's just kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I think with what the different social media platforms have done is it's made all of it so much more accessible.
Yeah.
You know, back when we were kids, the only people who knew what hairstyles they had were the people that sat down and watched the games.
Yeah, right.
And now everyone knows because it's everywhere, on everything. So everyone gets to weigh in whether they watch football or not.
Yeah.
So it becomes more of a conversation. You know, more people get involved.
Yeah.
To your point.
Yes. So kind of interesting. Do you have any thoughts about his haircut? Do you like it?
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
I mean, I just, you know, I'm just not a fan of Patrick in general, but
okay,
you know.
I think his hair's cute.
Yeah, it's all right.
You know.
Yeah, I like it.
I didn't necessarily see Mohawk when I looked at it. I was like, oh, that's a Mohawk?
I was reading what he said for changing for his daughter. I'm a little confused by that. Yeah. Like,
I got a 3-year-old at home. I can't just keep the Mohawk going. I got to at least change it up a little bit.
That was the other part.
Why?
So he says he's going to be a father, right?
Is a father.
No,
he is
a father. Yeah, he's two kids, doesn't he?
Two.
So he's saying, like, being a father and having the Mohawk, he just kind of wants to change it up, which I actually...
You can be a father with a Mohawk.
You can, for sure. But I do understand as you get older, because I think about those things too, like as the way I dress or whatever, like it's not even as much about
me. Oh, we should have brought pictures of before we had Aiden.
Yeah.
Put them up.
Yeah. Like the way that
Stay
I would
tuned
dress.
Next week.
Like you go to like parent things or you're around parents and you're just around like a different, you know, different company.
Would you say you feel the need to conform, fill a role?
Not conform, but also feel more grown up. You know what I mean?
100%,
in a way.
Yeah.
So he might feel like that's his child phase in a way. Like not child, but like college. Like, you know, it was his college haircut. It's come into the NFL. He does like it, but maybe he's feeling like he just wants to try something different, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, go ahead, Carly.
I was just gonna say, like, I can relate to that. I feel like we changed Brandon's life, my husband, when we told him, you know, you should probably grow your hair out. Brandon, he, for as long as I've known him, has buzzed his hair for, like, he would do it every 2 weeks religiously. And I kept saying, like, why don't you grow it out and see what we can do? And I feel like it changed his life. Now he looks like a grown-up.
Well, he has a lot of calyx. I don't want to call him out on it or anything, but
I'm gonna.
But I
no, yeah.
But I think it makes it interesting because he was like, I have all these calyx, so he would buzz his head because he just hated those calyx.
Yep.
But when you start to talk to somebody, and this is like for you guys out there, when you're talking to your clients, I told him how great his calyx are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they create this texture, and it actually has this one that kind of pops in the front, and it kind of caters to having a little bit longer hair. He just never had somebody that was like, use this product.
Right.
Try this way of like blow drying it real quick. Like he just didn't have that. So he hated his hair.
Yeah.
And I think he got, you know, made fun of it a little bit for it. So like growing up, because he didn't have that, you know, somebody saying you can use this product and whatever. So
I was going to say that, like just being comfortable, not really conforming. You're comfortable to the way you are.
Yeah.
And then as you are growing up or maturing or going through stages in your life, you might be like, you know, it's not about like everyone around me doesn't have a Mohawk. Yeah, I can rock a Mohawk. But I think maybe you just mature different, you know, different years going through the years. But like Brandon, he probably was more comfortable. And then the hairdresser or stylist or barber knew what to do.
Right.
And now look at him.
Right.
Yeah. he's got some style to it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I thought was interesting about this is that he said he was worried about losing his Head and Shoulders sponsorship. Mm. You know, or maybe not losing it, but definitely that it could affect it because he's got this, you know, head of hair.
And like, if he doesn't have other sponsors. He's like on every other commercial.
Yeah, exactly. And just ask them, be like, how much haircut can I have and still get your money?
Yes.
So problem solved. It'll be interesting to see what haircut he goes with. Yeah. And let us know in the comments if you guys like his hair, if you could care less, whatever. We just want to hear your opinions about that as well. Today's episode is sponsored by Mevo, the salon and spa software that stands out from the crowd. Forget what you know about standard software with their customizable dashboards. Mevo brings smart centers alive with real-time data, metrics, and goals tailored just for you. And when it comes to booking, Mevo's appointment book is a game changer, equipped with AI and voice commands for the fastest and smartest scheduling experience. With over 150 reports at your fingertips, Mevo is designed to elevate your business, streamline your operations, and boost your revenue. Experience the difference with Mevo, salon and spa software like no other. Now back to the show. All right, so we're going to combine or come up with our own list. We only got about, you know, 10 minutes left. Let's come up with our own list of, real quick, the worst things, 10 worst things that people do to their hair.
Okay. Not in any particular order. We're just
no, like we're not each doing 10. We're just
just like, let's just talk about it. Like, and then we can come up with our own list, because I kept seeing, I saw one person's list and I don't know if I fully agreed with it. And I didn't want to just bring their list on. So I thought it'd be more fun, you know, people that actually know hair to really talk about, like, you know, what are the worst things.
I know I'm going to start with one because my biggest offender of this is going to watch this. And she's going to know to stop
look
doing
right
it
into
right
that
now.
Camera. Yeah. Look right. Yep.
When you take your sunglasses that have nose pieces and push them back into your hair and then don't know why you've got breakage around your face, that's why. Stop pushing nose piece glasses into your hair.
I feel attacked.
You should.
I came in this morning like that.
I was thinking, who did I just see like that? It was Carly when I walked in here this morning.
And Carly's like, why won't my bangs grow?
No, she just cut them. Stop.
She literally just said, why won't my bangs grow?
Guilty.
Because, and what's like, it's fine if you've got the glasses where it's like all one piece, that's fine. You push those back, use it as a headband. But like aviators, you know what I'm talking about? Like the little separate nose pads that, like Carly's things
these
right there.
These guys right here.
When you push those up into your hair, it's going to grab. And then when you just pull them out, guess what comes out with it?
Yeah, like when
the
they
hair.
Get, everyone, yeah. They do that like pull and they're like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that little extra is like your hair, your bangs ripping out.
One at a time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was an interesting one.
There's mine.
You see, and that's what I'm saying. That wasn't on the list. But
it's a huge problem.
And it is those little things that people don't realize that they're doing that are really causing like little damage.
If they're doing it every day.
Every day.
Several times a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Follow that.
That's it.
Do you ever almost say something and then?
No.
Okay.
I just say it.
All right, good. I'll learn from you then. All right. Do you have anything?
Yeah. I think pulling your hair back when it's wet, tying it in a tight, like.
And sleeping that way?
Don't do that.
Mm,
yeah,
that's a good one.
Because that creates your breakage around here. Like,
and I was so bad. When I had my hair long the first time, I would tell people not to do that. And then I did it and discovered why I tell people not to do that. And just yesterday I was telling a client, like, they just don't understand. Like, when your hair is wet, it's got more elasticity. So if you stretch it beyond where it should be, as it dries, it breaks.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you end up, I can clock people when they're in my chair when they do it. Because it looks
you
like
know
bangs
where
in
it
the
is.
Back
yeah.
of their head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're on to everyone. Yeah. Who knows? We might not say anything.
Oh, I'm gonna.
That's the difference.
They keep doing it, though.
Oh, yeah, they won't stop. I mean,
No.
People have all these vices, and they don't stop.
No, what helps is shame.
Mm-hmm.
That stops them.
Yeah. Good call. Good call.
Do you have a Matt?
All of mine I've learned from you. So if you want to say any.
Nice answer.
No, you can say.
No, I'm serious.
Are you real? Oh,
too hot. Too hot with the hot tools.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, not using heat protectant. Mm-hmm. I do think this is one thing that I definitely believe is that blow drying your hair is actually not a good thing at all. Like, I think the less you blow dry, the better off you are. Like,
so I think personally, if you have chemically treated hair, bleached hair, perm, a smoothing treatment, and you're blow drying with a every day with a really crappy blow dryer, it's no good.
Yes.
And then also, I think if you're overusing any, I'm not going to say name brand, like the brands, but if you're overusing anything that adds in a lot of proteins and keratins and in there, it softens your hair so much that I feel like if you're going to use a hot tool, your hair's, you're ultimately trying to help or fix your damaged hair,
yeah,
but it's not
working.
But
it's hurting you in the long run.
It's hurting you in the long run. I really do believe that.
Yeah. Well, to kind of go off of that, another big one that I try to shame my people into understanding is overwashing. Like the analogy that I love, listen, that's why I don't wash my hair. No, but the analogy that I love, especially for people with long hair, is if you take your favorite t-shirt and you wash it 100 times, even on the gentlest, softest cycle, after 100 washes, it's still gonna be completely broken down. And that's just 100 washes. That's washing your hair once every 3 to 4 days for 1 year.
Yeah.
So if you've got hair that's long down your back, like that's years old. That is hundreds and hundreds of washes that will eventually just wear and tear on the hair. So if you are one of those people that insists you have to wash it every single day, but then don't understand why you can't get past a certain length, like that's where that conversation comes in. Because I do think that that is something that leads to breaking down the integrity of the hair.
Okay.
Even good stuff. The best stuff on earth.
Yeah. That's a big conversation that I've had with Formulate, is that the big things in hair products that really cause a lot of damage, like people are so freaked out by silicones and different things, but there's a lot of benefits to a lot of these ingredients, but oils are really not good. They soften your hair so much. Mm. So like
like you're saying, isn't there different things in oils, whether they penetrate or they coat?
Yeah.
So then you have to just know what it is and how you're using them.
Yep.
When you're using
oils
them in the process.
Silicones coat. So like when you want really healthy looking hair, silicones are great because they do coat and make your hair look perfect, you know, and polished. There are different levels to silicones. There are some really crappy ones or ones that you use on your car tires. And then there's ones, and sometimes they get real close to that car tire silicone in certain brands. So you got to be careful. You want to make sure you're using a brand that is using high quality ingredients, but you know, not everything is just bad. You know, you got to understand it a little more, and we'll get more into that, because I think that's a way bigger conversation. I actually like to have the Formulate guy on here. Would be fun.
So I want to talk to you guys about Formulate. Customized formulas, freshly dispensed, made just for you. So I wanted to announce that I'm thrilled to be a part of the Formulate journey. This technology will revolutionize the way that stylists and clients interact. Formulate is all about individualized products that evolve with feedback. Customer shampoo, conditioner, serum, all those different things, all those needs are constantly changing. So at Formulate, we are empowering professionals to take control of their clients' hair like never before. Formulate's fusion of chemistry and innovation is a game changer. So if you're a stylist out there and you're looking to get more information on Formulate, just go to the website formulate.co, that's co/Matt Beck, and you can sign up for our waiting list where there'll be more information to come. Or if you're just someone looking for a change in your shampoo, conditioner, something that works for you, that is built specifically for you, then go to formulate.co/Matt Beck and you can get your formula made by your personal chemist today. Again, guys, go to formulate.co/Matt Beck.
All right, so we only got 4 minutes. Let's just hit on this real quick, because I think this is a quick conversation. Women paying more than men for haircuts.
Oh, I don't think it's quick.
It's not quick,
I
know it's not quick, but we could get into it a little bit, maybe get into it more next time.
That'd be our cliffhanger.
Yeah. I mean, it could be our cliffhanger too.
How about we have that for next week? Because
yeah,
I don't
do
think
that.
It's going to be quick, and yeah. I don't want to rush over another woman. No, I'm.
No, that's a good point.
I would rather wait to really get into issue. That conversation.
Yeah, let's really get into it. And also, what would be really cool is that you guys out there that watch this show, I want to hear your opinion.
And on, girls.
Oh my God, really?
Gotcha.
Got me. Women, I want to know what the women think out there.
Wow.
Women paying more for haircuts than men. Are we, how do you feel about it? You know,
who's going to feel good about it?
We'll get back into it. There's a lot
we're
of different
do
things.
It.
To,
get,
yeah,
there's a lot there's to a it. There's a lot of nuance.
All right,
to that
how do I word that for people to answer it?
More no, like, just like that. Just yeah. like that. And then we all get into it. Yeah. And then everyone, it's a conversation.
The fact that the, on average a woman's haircut
really
is three times more than a men's.
I think you're right, though. Everyone's not going to, I mean, most people are not going to be okay with that. But why? I guess is get a little bit in depth with your answer so that we can look through it. And I want to bring up your guys' conversations on the show as well.
Because Louis even said gendering haircuts is 2024, my lord. That ain't it. So
then
like,
that's the thing.
And that's a whole other way to go.
Not
exactly.
just what's wrong, but what's the solution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I also have thoughts on that too because of posting haircuts on YouTube and stuff. Like it's really hard not to label them because people are searching still.
Yeah.
And like, so it's hard.
Yeah, it's a really, really long topic.
Conversation. Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Okay, cool.
So we're going to get into it.
All right, so next week.
So many
week,
different avenues.
Yeah, next week we're going to get deep into that. And then who do we want to spin the wheel? If you want to spin the wheel, Brian's getting into position. First person to say they want to spin.
I thought you did it. Oh.
And then what we're going to do for next week is comment on the video and let me know if you want to spin and we'll put you in to spin.
So the first person when?
The comment right now.
Oh, okay.
Is going to spin the wheel. On the wheel, we have Minerva Beauty. They're giving away a Theragun. It's not necessarily this one, but they have a Theragun. And this thing is great for those long days in the salon when you want to just get home and, you know, work out the kinks. And we also have Mevo 2 on the wheel. Mevo is doing conferences all over.
Tracy gets to spin. Sorry.
All right, cool. Small conferences all over the country. We're giving away tickets to that. Formulate is giving away free formulation, custom formulation for you guys. And then we have a bunch of different scissors and things from our shop, shopfse.com. So it's Tracy, right? You said?
Tracy, yep.
All right, Tracy, we're going to spin it and let's see what you win.
Tracy from Wisconsin, I think. Yep.
I forgot to load up the applause.
I was going to say we need wheel music.
I'll put it. It'll be in the tri-razor. All right. Congrats, Tracy. You want a tri-razor. So all you have to do is email info@freesaloneducation.com and just put in the subject, say wheel winner, and then your address, phone number, obviously your full name, and then we will get that out to you. All right. Exciting stuff.
Good show, guys.
Yeah.
I feel better about this one.
Than
like walking away from this, I all week I was like, I want to just go back and do it again. You know? Because I just felt like it like we just were a little.
Well, here we are doing it again.
But yeah.
It's not the first time anymore.
I know.
Now we're pros.
Yeah, I'm excited. So follow Brian Hair.
Hairstyle with the E across all socials.
Yes. And then Carly.
Hair by Carly C.
Okay.
Yeah.
And everything for us at Free Salon Education. Thank you guys again. Join us live to tape every Friday, 10 a.m. ish. And
soft 10.
Yeah, soft 10. And we will see you guys on the next show. Thanks so much.